Excellent. Well, good morning and welcome. If I haven't had the chance to meet you, my name is Chris. I'm the lead pastor here at Hoboken Grace. And today we are launching into our Christmas celebration. And we get to do that in a really unique way because in a little while, the littlest members of our family are going to make their way down here and we're going to have the opportunity to be able to celebrate together. And I want to emphasize that because as we walk through this morning, we don't want this to just be them performing for us. We want for this to be a celebration together as a family. And as we walk in this morning, I love the fact that we start our Christmas celebration every year in this way. I think it's incredibly appropriate because when you look at the way that God launches his rescue plan, when you look at how God sends his son into our story, when you look at how Jesus steps into our lives, it's interesting. God sends his son and he sends him to be born. Let me just take you to that Christmas story, Luke chapter 2. It says, "At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census, and because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who is now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them." It's always amazed me. God sends his son and Jesus decides to step into our story. It's always been intriguing to me that God decides, no, I want for him to be born. And he's born into a family. And his birth is certainly unique, but he doesn't magically appear. He's born into a family, and I don't think that's insignificant. I think there's a reason why God decides, no, I want for him to be born into. As he sends Jesus into our story, I want for you to be born into a family. Because you see, from the very beginning, this whole thing, God's relationship with mankind has been about just that. It's been about family. And this reality that he wanted for us to be part of a family. The entire mission of Jesus is about family. He came so that you could be adopted into his family. Listen to what it says in Romans. It says, "So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba, Father." He's born into a family to make it possible for a much, much bigger, much, much bigger family. And so I think it's so incredibly appropriate that we start this way. And it's interesting because when I mention family, for some of you, that's a really positive thing. And for others, not so much. For some of you right now, you're planning on how you're going to enjoy family around the holidays and the time that you get to experience with family. For others of you right now, you're planning an exit plan of how you get out of the holidays and how you escape family over the next few weeks. For all of us, we have a different reaction, but it impacts us in such an amazing way, doesn't it? This idea of family. Because the reality is that each and every one of us was created for it. From the beginning, God wanted for us, he created for us to be part of a family. And so even if your physical family isn't that for you, we have this drive inside us to create it, to bring family together, for us to know and to experience family. And God stepped into our lives and he says, I want that for you. But last night I got to experience that in a really unique way, because I had the opportunity to be a part of a Sweet 16 party. Because I go to those a lot. I don't know if there's a more disturbing thing for a 40-year-old man to say. But my friend's daughter was turning 16, and so I got to go and experience a Sweet 16 party for the very first time. I'd never seen anything like this. I have never felt so old in my entire life. I mean, so old. I was actually out there dancing with my wife, and this 16-year-old kid looked at me and started to chuckle. No lie, that actually happened. And I'm not a bad dancer, okay? I actually came in second in my class in high school for best dancer, right? Class of four, but still. I was out there, and he starts to chuckle, and I thought to myself, joke's on you, dude. I'm already married. It's never made sense to me that guys get married and stop dancing. Once you get married, you can dance however you want. All the pressure's off. But I've never felt so old in my life. But then they did this thing. I'd never seen it done before. The candle lighting ceremony. Some of you know what I'm talking about. How many of you have ever been to a Sweet 16 party? Just hands up. Okay, those are the people who are from New Jersey. Okay? That's how you know, because it's this very unique thing. And so they had this ceremony where they have people come up and they light 16 candles, which for some of you makes you think of a movie. For me, it just makes me think of yogurt. But they invite people up to light these candles, and it's actually really cool. It was really, really special, because they recognize all these different people in their life, and so they're recognizing their family. So it's a mom and dad and cousins and aunts and uncles and all these significant people. And it's really interesting when you get near the end, because the family portion has stopped, and then you begin to see like how this person, the other people who are not necessarily part of physical family, but definitely part of family. And to be able to see them experience this moment with her, and for her to be able to experience this moment with them, I was blown away by how special that was. But as I sat there and I watched that happen, and knowing that we were going to be talking through this morning, I just kept thinking to myself, with as great as this is, with as great as this moment is, and what I'm seeing here is, with as great as this is nothing compared to what God wants for me and for you. And the family that he wants for you to know and for you to experience. And this reality that he's given everything for us to know that. And I know as we talk through this today, for some of you, you've never heard this before, and you think, well, that being part of God's family, that's just for people who are good or who have it all together. If that was true, then none of us in this room would be part of it. You see, Jesus came for every one of you. And he was born into that family because he wanted for you to be part of his. And no matter what you've done or where you've been, he wants for you to know that, and for you to experience that. Here at Hoboken Grace, one of the things that we say every week is that we're here to help people find their way back to God. what we mean by that, as we say that, is that we want for people to find their way home. We want to help people find their way home, to find the Father, to find the Father who loves them more than they could imagine. For you to know family. And as we walk through the day, and the little ones are a part of this celebration with us, I want to invite you not just to celebrate with them, but for us throughout the entire process to celebrate the beauty of family. And no matter what your physical family looks like, for you to know that you see, Jesus made it possible for me to know family, for me to be adopted into his family. And what we want today is for today to be a celebration of that. And for those of you who again are hearing this for the first time, what we want to invite you into is a journey back home, a journey to that family yourself, a journey for you to know and experience all that Jesus did for you to be his kid, for you to be his son or his daughter. Because you see, from the beginning, it's always been about family. And so may we today celebrate with our family the family that he's made possible. The family that is better than any we could imagine. The family that we get to celebrate and enjoy forever and ever and ever. Will you pray with me? Father, I pray for those who are here today who have not yet accepted that invitation to be adopted by you, who maybe for the first time are hearing this idea that this is about family as opposed to somehow fixing themselves or getting things right or whatever it is, whatever lies in there about who you are and what you're about. Father, I pray that today this celebration would spark something inside them, that they would pursue this with you, that they would begin to experience this with you. And then, Father, I pray that throughout the entire day, that for each and every one of us, we truly would celebrate with our family, but celebrate that greater family, that larger family, that amazing family, that you came on Christmas morning to make possible. In Jesus' name.